This episode is brought to you by IVP. Dear Black woman, you are not alone. God has not disregarded your pain and suffering. God sees you. God knows you. God understands. I'm Natasha Smith, a grief advocate, speaker, and podcast host. And in my book, Black Woman Grief, I unearth the painful reality that trauma, loss, and grief are embedded in the lived experience of the Black woman in the United States. I talk about grief that is specifically applicable to Black women, providing us with affirmation, a safe place to exhale, and a sincere hope in the kingdom of God. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive my book, Black Woman Grief, for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivypress.com.
This is IVP. Listening to Get in the Word with Truth Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by InterVarsity City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwan. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Exodus chapter 19 through chapter 20, Israel at Sinai. In the third month after the Israelites went out from the land of Egypt, on the very day they came to the desert of Sinai, after they journeyed from Rephidim, they came to the desert of Sinai, and they camped in the desert. Israel camped there in front of the mountain. Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain, "Thus you will tell the house of Jacob and declare to the people of Israel, you yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I lifted you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. And now, if you will diligently listen to me and keep my covenant, then you will be my special possession out of all the nations, for all the earth is mine, and you will be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you will speak to the Israelites." So Moses came and summoned the elders of Israel. He set before them all these words that the Lord had commanded him. And all the people answered together, "All that the Lord has commanded, we will do." So Moses brought the words of the people back to the Lord. The Lord said to Moses, "I'm going to come to you in a dense cloud, so that the people may hear when I speak with you, and so that they will always believe in you." And Moses told the words of the people to the Lord. The Lord said to Moses, "Go to the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and make them wash their clothes, and be ready for the third day. For on the third day the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people. You must set boundaries for the people all around, saying, 'Take heed to yourselves not to go up on the mountain, nor touch its edge. Whoever touches the mountain will surely be put to death. No hand will touch him, but he will surely be stoned or shot through. Whether a beast or a human being, he must not live. When the ram's horn sounds a long blast, they may go up on the mountain. Then Moses went down from the mountain to the people and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. He said to the people, "Be ready for the third day. Do not approach your wives for marital relations." On the third day in the morning, there was thunder and lightning and a dense cloud on the mountain, and the sound of a very loud horn. All the people who were in the camp trembled. Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet God, and they took their place at the foot of the mountain. Now Mount Sinai was completely covered with smoke because the Lord had descended on it in fire, and its smoke went up like the smoke of a great furnace, and the whole mountain shook violently. Then the sound of the horn grew louder and louder. Moses was speaking, and God was answering him with a voice. The Lord came down on Mount Sinai, on the top of the mountain, and the Lord summoned Moses to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. The Lord said to Moses, "Go down and solemnly warn the people, lest they force their way through to the Lord to look, and many of them perish. Let the priests also, who approach the Lord, sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break through against them." Moses said to the Lord, "The people are not able to come up to Mount Sinai, because you solemnly warned us. Set boundaries for the mountain and set it apart." The Lord said to him, "Go, get down, and then come up, and Aaron with you. But do not let the priest and the people force their way through to come up to the Lord, lest he break through against them." So Moses went down to the people and spoke to them. The Decalogue, Chapter 20. God spoke all these words: "I, the Lord, am your God, who brought you from the land of Egypt, from the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on the earth beneath, or that is in the water below. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, responding to the transgression of fathers by dealing with children to the third and fourth generations of those who reject me, and showing covenant faithfulness to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold guiltless anyone who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to set it apart as holy. For 6 days you may labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son, or your daughter, or your male servant, or your female servant, or your cattle, or the resident foreigner who is in your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and the sea, and all that is in them, and he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and set it apart as holy. Honor your father and your mother, that you may live a long time in the land the Lord your God is giving to you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that belongs to your neighbor." All the people were seeing the thundering and the lightning, and heard the sound of the horn, and saw the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they trembled with fear and kept their distance. They said to Moses, "You speak to us and we will listen, but do not let God speak with us, lest we die." Moses said to the people, "Do not fear, for God has come to test you, that the fear of him may be before you, so that you do not sin." The people kept their distance, but Moses drew near the thick darkness where God was. The altar. The Lord said to Moses, "Thus you will tell the Israelites, you yourselves have seen that I have spoken with you from heaven. You must not make gods of silver alongside me, nor make gods of gold for yourselves. You must make for me an altar made of earth, and you will sacrifice on it your burnt offerings and your peace offerings, your sheep and your cattle. In every place where I cause my name to be honored, I will come to you and I will bless you. If you make me an altar of stone, you must not build it of stones shaped with tools, for if you use your tool on it, you have defiled it. And you must not go up by steps to my altar, so that your nakedness is not exposed." New Testament reading, Matthew chapter 12, verses 22 through 45. Jesus and Beelzebul. Then they brought to him a demon-possessed man who was blind and mute. Jesus healed him so that he could speak and see. All the crowds were amazed and said, "Could this one be the son of David?" But when the Pharisees heard this, they said, "He does not cast out demons except by the power of Beelzebul, the ruler of demons." Now when Jesus realized what they were thinking, he said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is destroyed, and no town or house divided against itself will stand. So if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? And if I cast out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your sons cast them out? For this reason, they will be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has already overtaken you. How else can someone enter a strong man's house and steal his property unless he first ties up the strong man? Then he can thoroughly plunder the house. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. For this reason I tell you, people will be forgiven for every sin and blasphemy, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. Whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come." Trees and their fruit. Make a tree good, and its fruit will be good. Or make a tree bad, and its fruit will be bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Offspring of vipers, how are you able to say anything good, since you are evil? For the mouth speaks from what fills the heart. The good person brings good things out of his good treasury, and the evil person brings evil things out of his evil treasury. I tell you that on the day of judgment, people will give an account for every worthless word they speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. The sign of Jonah. Then some of the experts in the law, along with some Pharisees, answered him, "Teacher, we want to see a sign from you." But he answered them, "An evil, adulterous generation asks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For just as Jonah was in the belly of the huge fish for 3 days and 3 nights, so the Son of Man will be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and 3 nights. The people of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, because they repented when Jonah preached to them. And now something greater than Jonah is here. The Queen of the South will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And now something greater than Solomon is here. The return of the unclean spirit. When an unclean spirit goes out of a person, it passes through waterless places looking for rest, but does not find it. Then it says, I will return to the home I left. When it returns, it finds the house empty, swept clean, and put in order. Then it goes and brings with it seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they go in and live there. So the last state of that person is worse than the first. It will be that way for this evil generation as well. Mark chapter 3, verses 20 through 30. Jesus and Beelzebul. Now Jesus went home, and a crowd gathered so that they were not able to eat. When his family heard this, they went out to restrain him, for they said, he is out of his mind. The experts in the law who came down from Jerusalem said, he is possessed by Beelzebul, and by the ruler of demons he casts out demons. So he called them and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom will not be able to stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan rises against himself and is divided, he is not able to stand, and his end has come. But no one is able to enter a strong man's house and steal his property unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can thoroughly plunder his house. I tell you the truth, people will be forgiven for all sins, even all the blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven, but is guilty of an eternal sin, because they said he has an unclean spirit. Luke chapter 8, verses 1 through 3. Jesus' ministry and the help of women. Sometime afterward, he went on through towns and villages, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, and also some women who had been healed of evil spirits and disabilities. Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Cusa, Herod's household manager, Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their own resources. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Gracious and merciful God, we thank you again for another opportunity to sit with your word, to sit with scripture today. We thank you, O Lord, for the work of the Holy Spirit, even in us now as we hear about your holiness, about your mercy, about your grace, O God. O Lord, let us never get it twisted. Let us never get it wrong about who you are. We see how serious this is, and yet we see how much compassion and grace and forgiveness that you have. Would you give us a deeper and truer and richer and fuller revelation of who you are through your word today by the power of your Spirit? We thank you, O God, that Jesus, you are indeed the Son of God. You are fully man and fully God. You are who you claim yourself to be. And so we thank you that you are our God, our Savior, our Redeemer. And we pray, oh God, that we would never be found confused about who you are or ashamed of who you are, because you have claimed us. And as we reflect on the law, the Decalogue, Lord God, we think about these commandments, Lord, and we are just mindful, Lord, that we are so weak in our own strength. But we thank you, Lord Jesus, the God-man who fulfilled the law. And because of that, we have hope. Because of that, we are the kind of people now, because of the power of the Spirit, that not only wants to obey your way and your will and walk your path that you have outlined for us, but by the power of the Spirit, we have the strength to do that. We thank you, O God, for who you are and the transforming work that you are indeed doing within us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.